I don't like playing the nun card, as I say, but this time it really worked and the cause was big.
That's Mary Swain, a nun from the Sisters of Loretto, in the new activist documentary, The End of the Line. The film is about citizen opposition in Kentucky to a natural gas liquids pipeline. If it was a Hollywood movie, Swain and her fellow nuns' involvement would be what screenwriters call the twist. Two companies, Williams, an energy firm, and Boardwalk Pipeline Partners, which handles natural gas liquids, announced plans to build the Bluegrass Pipeline about 2 years ago. It was to help transport natural gas liquids from Pennsylvania drilling zones to Gulf Coast refineries. Celis Wilder made the documentary and was a member of the grassroots opposition. The film started out as a series of informational videos for landowners. But then an environmental suspense story began to unfold. Wilder partnered with a nonprofit Louisville Film Society and tried to keep up with fast-moving events. He wants the film to be a teaching tool for grassroots activism around pipeline issues.
So we're hoping that just the inherent drama of the story can kind of bring some people into the information in a way that dry data doesn't.
Many Kentucky landowners willingly sold easements to the pipeline partnership. In Wilder's documentary, opposition landowners say the companies misled them. Here's Penny Greathouse of Franklin County.
We signed a paper and went over what they were doing, and they said that it was for natural gas.
Natural gas liquids are used to make plastics and tires, among many other things. These NGLs are byproducts of natural gas processing. In the film, Wilder interviews landowners who were extremely worried about these liquids' flammability and who did not believe the pipeline served a public use. Scott County's Jody Gaines says surveyors entered her property without her permission.
We called them the next day and told them we weren't interested and we didn't want them back on our property. They were sorry to hear that, and they hoped that it wouldn't come to eminent domain. We asked them how it could come to eminent domain when they were not a public utility. And they said that was for the lawyers to decide, not us.
In the documentary, Williams and Boardwalk deny trying to mislead or intimidate residents. Through footage of public meetings and interviews, The End of the Line tracks dramatic twists and turns as citizens make legislative and legal attempts to try and forestall Williams and Boardwalk from using eminent domain. Opposition landowners worry about sinkholes possibly causing a pipeline rupture and about water contamination. Here's Amy Boone of Nelson County at a tense meeting with the Kentucky House Judiciary Committee. She's followed by Andrew McNeil, Executive Director of the Kentucky Oil and Gas Association.
We do not want to be forced to give up our land and hand it over to this private company.
It is possible that the industry in Kentucky will be transformed within the next 2 to 5 years. That could mean a new discovery of a new resource field that is a significant producer of NGLs. Such a discovery could create thousands of jobs.
And so that little floating beach that we have there.
Landowners Deb and Bob Peckney are in the film. I visited them at their home on the Kentucky River. They were ready for a quiet retirement until they found out the pipeline was planned to go in near their house. For months, they walked the hallways of the state capitol as citizen lobbyists. Here's Deb Peckney.
It was a little overwhelming at first because you're walking down hallways where really important people are. And then we just decided that we're Kentucky citizens, we're voters, and we had a right to be there and a right to be heard.
The turning point in the opposition's fight came when the pipeline partnership requested to survey the land of the Sisters of Loretto. The nuns refused, but they went to an informational meeting sponsored by Williams and Boardwalk. Sister Kathy Wright.
And there was no public sharing of information, no opportunity to ask any questions. And so we felt that it really wasn't the informational meeting they had promised, and we needed to respond.
The response was a singing protest of Amazing Grace that went viral. Activists say the national media attention gave them the leverage they needed. Williams and Boardwalk eventually canceled the Bluegrass Pipeline project, saying they did not have enough customer commitments. Wilder and his fellow activists believe their opposition was the reason why. No anti-eminent domain bill was passed, But last spring, the Kentucky Court of Appeals upheld a lower court's decision that the pipeline partnership cannot use eminent domain because it does not serve a public use and is not regulated by the Public Service Commission. Meanwhile, another company, Kinder Morgan, is now trying to get permission to convert an existing pipeline in Kentucky to carry NGLs. Zach Bray is a visiting assistant law professor at the University of Kentucky. He teaches in the area of property, land use, and natural resources. Bray believes the courts aren't the place to resolve citizen opposition in Kentucky or around the country to NGL pipelines.
As important as the eminent domain issues may have been here, the bigger issues are beyond eminent domain and are in how we're going to treat these substances going forward. And I think the best solution to that has to be through the legislature.
Wilder wants viewers to take away the film's broader environmental message about using renewable energy and cutting consumption. His favorite scene is with one of his opponents, State Representative Suzanne Miles of Owensboro, who did not want the bill to prohibit eminent domain.
Cars are made with NGLs. The plastics that we work, we look at our computers, are made with NGLs. All of us are very spoiled to the luxuries that are provided for us with this item. If we say no to these companies, if we say we want all your products, we want everything you want to provide to us, but we don't want you in our state, I think that's awfully hypocritical of us.
I think she's got a point. And we each reach different conclusions. You know, I think her conclusion is we should let them in the state, and my conclusion is we should use less plastic, you know, cheap products. But I recognize the value that we've had as a commonwealth and as a country from our abundance of cheap energy. But it's time to really start taking a good look at some of the alternatives.
For WEKU News, I'm Leslie Gutman.